Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on WJCL-TV and on YouTube, YouTube channel Eat It and Like It. On the other end of the line here, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning.
How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving week. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Great. Wonderful road trip of a weekend. How are you feeling? You feeling better?
I'm back in action.
How far away is that box of Kleenex?
It's not in the room.
Whoa. You have arrived. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, it was funny. Last week we did audio only, and I got a couple of texts from people saying that it was a good move because you were sick to do audio only. I heard from two different people. Hey, yeah, you know, good move doing audio only if Maggie wasn't feeling well. But you looked fine last week. I mean, you did not nearly look as radiant as you do today, but you looked fine. The reason why we did audio only, there was a glitch in this program here. When I went to post the video, it looked like one of those old Kung Fu movies where the mouth was moving and the audio was over here. And I couldn't figure out how to fix it. I'm like, well, okay, audio only. But we move along. You have a good weekend?
I did. I worked.
Good.
Yes.
That's good. And you ate a lot of turkey, you said already. You got to jump on a...
Yes. As aforementioned last week, I will be in New York City this week without... Yeah. Turkey and all the trimmings. So I did it last week.
Nice.
And I've had about 453 turkey sandwiches.
Nice. I saw that picture you posted. The turkey was beautiful. How many pounds was that?
That was a 15 pounder. And if nobody's using the Duke's mayonnaise recipe for turkey, they're missing out.
Really?
That was, I've always used Duke's mayonnaise, but this time I did something a little different. Anyway, it was, in 35 years of making turkeys, that was the best one I'd ever made.
Since moist. Since you were three?
Right.
By the way, I think that's the first time anyone's ever used the word moist on this podcast. Some people are cringing right now. Do you have that moist phobia? I don't, that word doesn't bother me. It clearly doesn't bother you, right?
No, but juicy maybe would have been a better.
I like juicy.
Juicy would have been a better, yeah.
Well, if there's ever a time to use the words moist and juicy, it's this week. Everybody's making turkeys.
That's right.
Yeah. Very quick, I have to mention the crazy road trip I took this weekend. All football. I'm sure you saw on Facebook. Yeah, you did because you commented.
I did.
Florida State, which you know Sheila is a big fan and an alum and a season ticket holder. Yes, all that stuff. They played in Raleigh against NC State on Friday. So we drove up there Friday morning. Took forever. Traffic on 95 in South Carolina is always brutal. Went to Raleigh Friday night. And then my Miami Hurricanes were playing 3.5 hours up the road in Blacksburg, Virginia, against Virginia Tech. And it was a noon game. Saturday night started at 8. We didn't get out of the stadium till like midnight. And then we had a 3.5 hour drive for a noon kickoff in Blacksburg. So it was wheels up at about 6:45 Saturday morning, drove to Blacksburg, got in with enough time to have a quick lunch. Very quick lunch there in the little village of Blacksburg, Virginia, which is very cool. You ever been to Blacksburg?
I have not.
Blacksburg, Virginia, for anyone who's curious, I would say 0.5% of the people listening have any curiosity, but it was very cool. The campus was beautiful. It was really a highlight of the weekend. And then Miami won the game. And then we hung around in Blacksburg Saturday evening. Drove about an hour to a hotel, and then I was home by early afternoon yesterday. Bang, bang, bang.
How was the return trip on 95 on Sunday?
It was fine until we got to Yemisi. You know, you saw my Facebook post. I-95 is a parking lot for whatever reason. It's only a 5.5 hour drive from Blacksburg all the way to Savannah, and it took It took a minute. It once we hit the wall right outside of Hardeeville. And I'm like, man, but it wasn't too terrible of a delay. I'm sure it's worse at the holidays, but it was good. It was, other than that, it was fine. Right through Charlotte, right through Columbia, all the way, you know, cruising along. And then we hit the brakes at Yemisi, but it was all good. All good. Well, I had a big week last week too.
You did?
I did. I'm going to get to my review of a lovely, lovely Italian restaurant on the island in a minute. But first, I want to start with the welcome back to our gal pal, Lisa Bernstein. Bernie's back with the purple cow. You went over there, didn't you?
I did. I had flowers for her. My day fell apart on her opening day, but I was able to get there the next morning and gave her a hug, gave her some flowers, met the staff, saw her little kitchen, and everything is so cute.
Yeah.
And she just seems so happy.
She does. And I was in there Wednesday night getting a few shots on my way to dinner that I'll tell you about in a second. But yeah, she said, you know, I this is all I need. She just wanted a commercial kitchen and it's just a window with some tables and chairs outside. And she says she still misses chatting with her guests there in a space. But I after two other locations, she was up on the north end where Sundown Saloon is, right?
Right. That was the original.
Yeah, that's where I first met her, featured her, I think, on the show like 8-9 years ago. And then she moved down to Pope. Is that Pope?
Palmetto Bay.
Palmetto Bay, yes. She moved down to Palmetto Bay. And then that was a big space. That Palmetto Bay space was very big, and it did not surprise me that she closed that down. You gotta sell a lot of bread puddings to keep a space like that going. That's gotta be tough, especially when it's slower. But she has this beautiful little kitchen. I love that she painted it purple. I was like, you know what, this is perfect. It's very cool. And did you try any of the treats?
No, I was on my way to a funeral. Oh. So I really had to drop and run. And I ran into Santa Claus while I was there, so that was a bonus.
Oh, well, he's making the rounds, checking his addresses, Bernie, to make sure everything's in order.
I guess Bernie's on the good list this year.
Bernie's on the good list. She gave me a box of there was a coconut cake, there was an apple spice bomb, there was a chocolate peanut butter, big old peanut butter cup. It was like a Reese's cup, but it was
huge. Oh, that's my jam.
Yeah, there was I had a cookies and cream donut. There I ate the donut on my way to dinner. I'm such a pig. What else there was in that box? A blueberry, I think a blueberry crumb cake, all of it. The next morning I'm sipping my coffee, making a second cup so I could keep. Yeah. The treats of the purple cow are just, delicious. And we are very excited that she is back.
So proud of her.
Yeah, you know, she works really hard. As you know, she was baking out of her personal kitchen, still doing special orders and stuff for 3 years. But to see her come back and do something that she obviously loves is pretty cool. You need to go back.
I love on her Facebook. On her Facebook, you know, everybody has like a tagline.
Right.
Hers is, I bake and I bake and I bake. And sometimes I eat and sometimes I sleep.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. I like, well, it's true. I mean, that's what she does. And it's always, always, always great. Always great. All made by hand. And they're making I assume they did them before, but I saw them making handmade s'mores. The kid was there with the little torch.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
And she's making ice cream.
Is she really?
Oh my gosh, yes. That's what I'm going to get. When I go, I'm going to get some ice cream.
I did not know this.
I didn't get the whole scoop because I was in such a hurry to get to that.
I see what you did there. You didn't get the whole scoop on the ice cream. You stinker, you.
But I'm such a wordsmith. She will, I think she's going to feature a flavor a week or something of that nature, and then maybe always have vanilla. We'll have to get back with her and ask her what she's doing with that, because that's a great addition to what she already does.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
Especially because it's, you know, a little window that you order. You order in the little window.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go over to the other window and you pick up your items.
Yeah. And this time of year, it's beautiful to sit out there and eat some treats and have a cup of coffee or whatever. But when it gets, when it gets, you know, moist outside, we're going to be grabbing the box and going along. Yeah.
Right.
Keep it moving, because I don't think too many people want to be eating a cookies and cream donut with their face melting off just standing there. Would you?
No.
No. No.
You know, I haven't had a donut in probably like 3 decades.
You haven't had a donut in 3 decades? Not even a Krispy Kreme on the fly hot now?
No.
You made a face. You call yourself super Southern, your words not mine, and you made a face, I saw you, at Krispy Kreme? Gasp.
I don't know, for whatever reason, it's just never been my thing. Like, I'm into chocolate and peanut butter and...
Wow.
Chocolate and peanut butter together, and...
I am unbelievable. By the way, on my drive in South Carolina the other day, I kept seeing the billboard like every 600 yards. Canned boiled peanuts are of the devil. Who invented that? Have you ever had that? Have you ever messed with that?
Gosh, horror. No. It's that green patch is the name of it. And it's the only canned peanut I know of.
Dude.
And we have a very good mutual friend who swears by them.
Really?
Yes. Well,
I kept seeing them.
She's like listening.
Is she? Hi.
Yes.
No. I kept seeing the billboard going, man. And they have hot and they have regular. And I kept seeing the billboard only in South Carolina. You cross into North Carolina and there's a billboard that says, we ain't doing that.
Not up in here.
Not up in here. You ain't got to go home. I hit the fans in Blacksburg with the. I had this older lady call me obnoxious because I yelled when Miami went up 3 scores in the second half. I turned and I started waving to the crowd and I yelled out, you ain't got to go home. And this one lady says, I remember when you used to be, when we used to beat you 55-0. Yeah, I remember. I remember that too. You're obnoxious. Well, I paid for my seat. You have a happy Thanksgiving. It was a minor incident. I wasn't going to be disrespectful to this older lady. She seemed very nice, but I just waved and said, y'all ain't got to go home. It's a football game. Poking is part of the fun. That's what I do. Just ask my wife. Anyway, so if anybody's tuned in for the review of the Italian restaurant, you'd be like, well, let's get on with it. So you missed out, young lady. You missed out for real. You were supposed to be my plus one. But you were under the weather.
I didn't want to get you sick, Jesse.
No, I understand, and I don't know how good it would have looked for you to walk into this lovely restaurant with a box of Kleenex. I just wouldn't.
Probably not.
That would not have worked. So we got invited to Coastal Capri, Italian restaurant, Mid Island. What is the name of that strip that's there next to Nectar? Do you know?
South Island Square.
I guess. Yeah, that sounds right.
It's South Island Square, yeah.
Yes. So we've been chatting via email for a couple of weeks, finally made it over there. And I have to say, before I say another word, that I understand completely that there are many, many nuances when it comes to Italian food, especially on the island. As you know, I like to joke, there's probably, you know, one Italian restaurant per 1,000 people. They're everywhere. Yeah. They're just everywhere. And not, I don't think any two are the same. You and I have been invited to some that we like more than others. I don't know that you and I could ever say we've had a bad meal, right?
No.
We've been to this one and that one. There are just some that I like more than others. Some that I can't wait to go back. some that don't exist anymore. You know, I can mention their name, like Dino's Wood Fire. Remember, we enjoyed that meal.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That was delicious.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And that lasagna and the whole thing, everything was good. Yeah. But I qualify everything in that regard because I just wanted to stress for the record that I understand that not everybody is going to agree with me, especially when it comes to Italian food on the island. I get it. You know, when it comes to, let's say, Cuban food, which I guess I'm an expert in because I've been eating it all my life. You know, I go to 3 Cuban restaurants and I'm going to pick it apart. Well, this was good. That was, and I'm going to be a little more nuanced when it comes to that stuff than I would say a Vietnamese restaurant because I don't have as much experience with it. But obviously I've eaten a plenty of Italian food in my time, both here in this area and elsewhere. I've had some great stuff. I've had some stuff that's dreadful and forgetful and all that stuff. But I am here to tell you, Margaret, we call her Maggie.
Drum roll.
This was the best Italian meal I've had in this area ever.
Wow.
Ever. Ever. And that wasn't my words. That was Sheila, my wife's words, toward the end of the meal. She said, this was the best Italian meal I've had in this area. And I paused to think about it. I'm like, yep. Yep.
Wow.
Everything about this dinner was just exceptional from the, and I knew it was going to be good. I had a feeling it was going to be good because we got bread and a roasted red pepper, I believe it was, spread. And the spread was outstandingly delicious. And I went, oh, I didn't say a word. I went, oh, this is great. There's attention to detail here. This is going to be unbelievable. We had a shrimp appetizer, which was absolutely fantastic. Burrata, and I forget what it was. Oh, the roasted red peppers and artichoke heart and all that stuff. So, so good. And then when the mains came out, I had the, it was funny because I was torn between the shrimp pasta with broccoli or the, was it chicken parm? Might have been, no, it wasn't chicken parm. It was, oh, the pappardelle or the shrimp pasta. And I asked our server, who was exceptional. She was so good. What should I get? She, well, you know, the pappardelle, the bolognese is what it was. The bolognese. Then the table next to us came out. There was a chicken parm, and the chicken parm was like the size of my head. And it looked great. You know, I'm not motivated usually by how big something is like that, but it looked so decadent. And I said, ooh, when she came back, I said, now you got me with the chicken parm over here. She goes, oh, yeah, she goes, why don't you do the chicken parm and we'll do a side of the bolognese. I go, okay, side of bolognese. So Sheila got the veal dish. I don't remember which one it was. I apologize. But they sent out the chicken parm. They sent out the bolognese, pappardelle, that he makes in-house. She had the veal. They sent out a bowl of gnocchi. And then we had the arancini, actually, as an app with the vodka sauce. The vodka sauce I can drink just like pour it on my head right now. All that to say, everything, Maggie, was just so good, so perfect. And Joe, the chef, Joe and his wife, Kathy, are the owners. So incredibly hospitable, so nice. Learned a little bit about their story. The family's from Chicago. They are doing solid work there. They are very confident in what they're doing there, and rightly so. Call it like I see it, rightly so. This restaurant belongs in the conversation with, you know, our Mount Rushmore. Now, they've only been there a little over a year. July of 24, I believe they opened. So, you know, they haven't achieved legendary status yet, but it is an experience. You and I are going to go back.
Okay. Sign me up.
So, so good. So, so good.
Are they open for lunch?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think so. Don't hold me to that. But it was no. And then the server, And she didn't write, it was again, Sheila made the reference. The service felt kind of European. It was slow. Take your time. I'll put the food in when you're ready kind of thing. It was a love. And I wasn't there to dine. I didn't even drink wine. Sheila had a glass of wine. I did not, cause I was driving back, et cetera, et cetera. But everything about that experience, was just mind-blowingly wonderful. It was just, I don't want to sound like this was the best meal I ever had in my life. That's kind of silly. It was a lovely Italian meal. Joe kept calling it peasant food. This is peasant food. This is home. This is what we do. And they, I get it. It's very simple for them. It's just a few flavors, but I can't say enough good things about that dinner. And I don't know the last time you and I sat here and I raved like this.
You are waxing poetic for sure.
That meal, like I said, I didn't go there to dine. We ate comfortably, but I cannot wait to go back there and dine and get a bottle of wine and have a place to stay that night and just relax and enjoy the whole thing. Apparently on Saturday nights, they do lasagnas. Lasagna night is Saturday night. And they do a tray of 15, I'm told. And people call ahead to make their reservation and say, I want a lasagna. And before they even open, 8 of the pieces of lasagna are gone. They're sold before they open.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's one of those, if you know, you know, on the island. And if you don't know, you should at least try it.
Well, I would think because, before it was Coastal Capri, it was Flora's, which was right. Also an Italian restaurant and very authentic.
Right.
That family. I knew that family and, mm-hmm. I had dined there several times. You would think that the traction was already there.
Yeah.
This is an Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so those who are visiting the island who may not have realized that Flora's had closed, wanting to go back, mm-hmm. would find themselves at an Italian restaurant, even though it changed hands, it changed yep. name, changed program.
Right.
So
no,
that would be in their favor for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't full. This was a Wednesday and it was probably 30% full. I'm sure on the weekends they get it going pretty good in there. It was just great, top to bottom. There's a bar area. You can sit at the bar and have a bowl of pasta if you want. I'm sure, and a glass of wine if you want to keep it moving, like I like to do sometimes. But yeah, everything about it. Joe was telling me they make the pasta by hand. What he doesn't make that's dry comes from Italy. The cheeses, all of it. It was that good. And I don't throw praise like this around very often. But when it's deserved, you can have it. Y'all need to go to Coastal Capri and eat it and like it. My goodness. Outstanding.
Can't wait to go.
Yes. Loved it. And then the last thing I'll say is that some people might go there and say, I don't like it. Too much garlic. It was too salty. Whatever it is. I get it. Go on with your bad selves. But for me, that stuff was awesome. And that's that.
There you have it, folks.
What's your favorite thing on the Thanksgiving plate now that you've eaten 42 turkeys and 700 sandwiches?
Oh, gosh. I only did mashed potatoes and homemade green bean casserole. I didn't do the whole.
No, I mean Thursday. There's going to be everything. What's your favorite thing?
Oh, this Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, we're eating at Essex House, so I think I have a choice. I'm probably not going to go with the turkey fare. I'm probably going to do something along the beef situation.
Bro.
That's probably what we're going to do.
Bro, you're not going to eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
I'm telling you, that's why I did it last week.
I don't even know you anymore.
Who are me?
Lord have mercy.
I'm not awake yet.
Lord have mercy. Well, whatever you decide to eat and like, have a happy, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you. I know you're going to do it upright at Casa Blanco.
Yeah, it'll be just 4 of us. It'll be small. I think I'm going to make like this much mashed potatoes. It's going to be very small. I don't feel like dealing with 600 pounds of leftovers into the weekend.
You have to have at least one turkey sandwich, leftover turkey sandwich.
I'm going to make turkey tortilla soup. I did that last year.
Yum.
Exceptional. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, tell us where we can find you if we want to buy a little Thanksgiving crash pad.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty, and you can view listings for sale at my website, margaretcrenshaw.com.
So much for keeping this short today, right? It was that bolognese.
It was the Italian food.
Lord, yeah. Lord have mercy. Welcome back, Bernie. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go to Coastal Capri and eat it and like it. That's all I got.
All right.
We'll see you next week. Thank you. Safe travels.
Happy Thanksgiving.